Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tookie Gilbert. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Hiller. Pitching for the New York Giants, Frank Hiller. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kelly. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Kelly. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Greengrass moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell scores. Greengrass moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gilbert scoops it up and throws to first, with Spencer covering, for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Gilbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Temple now playing second base. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Temple, who tags Gilbert trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Markey pinch hits for Bob Kelly. Bob Markey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markey hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Perkowski now pitching. Bobby Hoffman pinch hits for Hank Thompson. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Irvin moves to third. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman now playing third base. Monty Kennedy now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Borkowski pinch runs for Willard Marshall. Bill Connolly now pitching. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 2 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski scores. Semenik moves to second. It's 6-3, Reds. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Semenik moves to third. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Semenik scores. McMillan scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Reds. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Greengrass moves to third. It's 10-3, Reds. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Greengrass scores. Kluszewski moves to second. It's 11-3, Reds. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Borkowski reaches second base with a double. Kluszewski scores. It's 12-3, Reds. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Semenik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Borkowski now playing right field. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Calderon pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Sam Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Sam Calderon now catching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Perkowski reaches second base with a double. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Corwin pinch runs for Monty Irvin. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-5, Reds. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gilbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Davey Williams pinch hits for Bill Connolly. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 4 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 12, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.